This is 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with you, and I'm joined by the executive director of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins is with us each Thursday for Cinema Chat. Today, no exception. And a good morning to you on a kind of cold, blustery Thursday.
It's not cold yet, but it is blustery. So.
Well, the wind makes it feel a lot colder than it actually is.
Yeah, we're going to be blown away, quite literally, later today. So.
Yeah, it's going to be something to watch, to be certain.
Absolutely. Well, Adele, who had some vocal problems and kind of was out of commission for a while, is raging back with her music career. Very talented UK singer, but she recently announced that she's going to be in a movie. Now, a director put together the video of her song Hello, Xavier Dolan, and that was the director of the music video. He's directing a film, The Death and Life of John F. Donovan, which is going to be made in 2016, and it looks like Adele will make an appearance in that movie, so we'll see. It's got quite a cast.
I am aware of the name Adele. I am aware that she is a huge star and that anytime she puts something out, it just sells millions upon millions. I can honestly say I've never heard her sing.
Well, she won an Academy Award for one of the Bond themes, for one of the recent Bond movies. This movie, The Death and Life of John F. Donovan, stars Jessica Chastain, Kit Harington, Susan Sarandon, Kathy Bates. So it's got a pretty big cast. We'll see what happens there. So John Heder, who probably is best known
for Napoleon Dynamite,
which was one of those indie films that, you know, stumbled onto the to the festival scene, actually Sundance.
I still see Vote for Pedro t-shirts.
Yeah, that's right. And it became a big, big cult hit, patronized and by youth a decade or so ago. He's got a new film that just wrapped production last week. It's called Ghost Team. It's slated for release in 2016, and they found a distributor. The film also stars Justin Long, Amy Sedaris, and some other folks
as well. I love Amy Sedaris.
So look forward to seeing Ghost Team with John Heder. Old Napoleon Dynamite coming out later next year.
Any other pertinent news out of Hollywood this week?
Well, The Hunger Games. This is just kind of a special effects, an interesting special effects thing. So, you know, the world's changed a little bit with digital special effects.
Sure.
And so the actress, Jenna Malone, who's in The Hunger Games, and she'll be in Hunger Games Mockingjay 2, Part 2, coming out, had a bald woman because her character was a bald woman, except she didn't have to shave her head.
You can just make it disappear with a computer.
A combination of erasing her hair digitally and having a body double who had a bald head that they used in certain shots created the bald head effect of her character.
Now, if you ask me any job I don't want, it's the guy who has to go through a two-hour film and erase hair in every frame.
That seems a little crazy.
Yes, it does.
So I'm sure she tucked her hair up inside a skull cap or something like that, but they still had to erase that. And anyway, it's interesting the way that that you can manipulate those things in modern motion pictures. But they called it a stunt head.
A stunt head.
So body doubles are used for stunts.
I have to reconsider because now I want that on my resume.
You want a stunt
head. I
want
to be a stunt head.
All right, there you go. Well, opening downtown this week is a film that I know a lot of folks are looking forward to. We have an exclusive at the Michigan Theater. It's Suffragette, and this is about the turn of the century movement in England about getting women the right to vote. This stars Carey Mulligan, Helena Bonham Carter, and Meryl Streep. What a great cast.
Yeah, no kidding. First of all, just say Meryl Streep and we're all in.
Yeah.
But you add the other two and that's amazing.
You're kind of reminded with all of the things that are going on at the University of Missouri right now that, you know, things change and then they don't change. And then when they do change and you kind of take things for granted for a while, you don't realize the struggle that people went through. And obviously the civil rights movement in the 1960s, many people remember or seems to have a certain kind of currency. But, you know, not everything changes. And women's right to vote, you're reminded of the discrimination and the way that that women were disenfranchised as part of built-in nature of
and
society.
And in many ways are still today.
And you can make that argument. So anyway, it's very interesting how these things resonate through time. But Meryl Streep plays a very, very activist leader, older woman, obviously. She was an outlaw fugitive, and she motivated Carey Mulligan's character to be similarly militant. And these women, many of them were mothers and wives, and they were very, very roughly treated. Now, and they were also social activists who had a very difficult job ahead of them to change the way society thought. And they did very dramatic things to make their point of view. So anyway, this is a very exciting movie. Suffragette opens on Friday at the Michigan Theater. Go check
it out.
Seems
like a can't-miss film.
It should be very good. And continuing downtown, we have The Room, or Room. It stars Brie Lawson as a loving and devoted mother, but she and her five-year-old son are essentially trapped, not imprisoned, but psychologically trapped inside a 10 by 10 room. And the five-year-old's curiosity begins to grow, and it's about them emerging into the larger world, which can be a pretty scary place, especially
if 10 by 10 is small.
It's very small. if you haven't seen East Side Sushi, this was the award-winning film from this particular year of Cinetopia.
Okay, what side
Real
it comes
audience.
From. I like sushi.
Yep, well, it's a very interesting tale. Go check it out. It's not going to be around much longer. Robert Redford's film Truth is still playing occasionally, as is Meet the Patels, which is this just wonderful documentary about this Indian-American family, and go check it out. The Polish Film Festival comes back to downtown Ann Arbor at the Michigan Theater. It runs Friday through Sunday at the Michigan Theater, so go check that out on our website. Get the full range of films that are playing. Love is a Verb is a movie that's playing on Thursday, November the 12th, about a faithful Muslim group who follows the teaching of a particularly inspirational leader.
That's tonight at 7:30.
That's tonight at 7:30. And then Lusophone, which is a Portuguese film festival, continues. We're coming down to the end of it, but it's got a couple more screenings. Horse Money is playing, White Out, Black End on November the 12th. Horse Money and Bobo are coming up, so go check those out. Our Steven Spielberg Festival continues with The Adventures of Tintin. This is a special family screening where children under 12 are free. And Empire of the Sun, which is on Mondays when this place usually plays, and go check that out.
Now, opening up from the Hollywood blockbuster wannabes.
That's right. By the Sea is opening up. This is Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie is playing. This is actually a limited release that will probably grow. Interesting film. It's kind of a small European art film kind of thing. The last film they were in were Mr. and Mrs. Smith, which is a shoot 'em up kind of piece that was a huge box office hit. But Angelina Jolie Pitt is a very...
She's the director of this,
too.
She's
very director and star and very compelling. 33 is the daring real-life rescue of 33 Chilean miners that was in the news in 2010. Of Antonio Banderas, Jennifer Lopez, and Martin Sheen are in that film. And Love
That's
the Coopers.
That's the one I'm looking forward
to.
Yeah,
there you go. It's four generations of an extended family that come together for the annual Christmas Eve celebration. It is a holiday shenanigans.
Of course it is.
And so you can go check that out. That opens on Friday. So
looking forward to it. Russ Collins, thank you for stopping by. And you've been listening to Cinema Chat, an exclusive presentation of the news department at 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.